taking a look back at 2025. Next on the Wyoming Outdoorsman, I'm Ray Hageman. Stay tuned. The Wyoming Game and Fish Department noted a number of successes in 2025. Here's a handful. One achievement for the department was the advancement of the Sublette Antelope Migration Corridor toward formal designation. Identified under the Governor's Migration Corridor Executive Order, the designation identifies migration routes connecting vital seasonal ranges across western Wyoming. This marks the first time a pronghorn migration has been brought through the state's rigorous review process. In November, the Game and Fish Commission approved the final draft of the statewide habitat plan for 2026 through 2030. This plan serves as a unified roadmap for game and fish habitat protection and enhancement efforts. The current plan is the fifth since the statewide habitat plan was initiated back in 2001. It works to address conservation of terrestrial and aquatic habitat, along with migration paths and habitat conservation and restoration. An 8-year investigation in the Green River region resulted in more than $40,000 in fines and a 20-year hunting ban for the lead offender who used fraudulent residency to illegally harvest elk, deer, and pronghorn. A district court also upheld an 18-year suspension of hunting privileges for a high-profile poacher that was involved in the illegal taking of trophy glass, mule deer, and elk. Another notable year for tiger trout fishing. Kemmerer resident Shelby Holder set the new record June 6 with a 14-pound, 15.2-ounce fish caught in the Hams Fork River near Kemmerer. The area is known for record-setting tiger trout. 12-year-old Tucker Bass of Shoshone set a junior line class world record with a 2-pound, 4-ounce largemouth bass catch at Lake Kamiya Wait. For habitat preservation of the state's waterways, the state still remains free of invasive mussels. Over the inspection season, staff inspected more than 76,000 boats to protect the state's waters from invasive aquatic plants and animals. Of those inspections, more than 6,000 were considered high risk. And in September, the Wyoming Department of Transportation and Game and Fish broke ground on the U.S. Highway 189 Kemmerer South Wildlife Crossing Project. This project is a $33 million investment designed to protect the Wyoming Range and Uinta deer herds, as well as the Carter Lee's pronghorn herd, by constructing 7 underpasses and 1 overpass along a 30-mile stretch of highway. It's slated for completion in October 2027. This has been the Wyoming Outdoorsman. Thanks for listening. I'm Ray Hageman.